About time you was getting back. Where you been?
Putting in that money that we got from judging, that's where being.
I bet you've been loafing over there, shooting off your mouth.
Oh, is that so? Well, shooting off my mouth is something I don't practice.
You don't have to practice. You're good at it already.
Yes, I say that to do that, Petey.
Look one over on you that time.
Yeah, I suppose you think you're pretty darn cute, don't you? And I wasn't shooting off my mouth, neither. I'll keep my mouth shut and keep my ear to the ground.
How's that?
I said to keep my ears to the ground.
Yeah, I noticed they look kind of dirty.
No, I don't mean I actually put them down the dirt. I mean, I listen to what's going on, what people saying. And they're certainly saying a lot.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's Music Fiesta that's coming off next week. Everybody in it is mixed up in some sort of scandal. Special Thistlewaite and Miss Plum and that fellow Hertz had run away with a Spanish dancer. Tell you, Ebb, it's pretty terrible.
Chuck, I wish me and you had never got mixed up into it in the first place, Ebb.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Anybody come in while I was out?
And Mrs. Snyder, she just left. Bought a bottle of Bluen. Here's the dime for it.
Dime? Why, that Bluen's 15 cents a bottle.
Hey.
It is so.
Hey. It's two for a quarter.
Yes, but that's the same thing. 15 cents for the first bottle and 10 cents for the second.
Well, what are you crabbing about? She just bought the second bottle first.
Oh, I see. One condition you say so. Well, give me the dime. any other orders?
Yeah, Mrs. Pinkley phoned in. She ain't feeling so well and wanted to know if we could send up a chalk malt.
Yes, I reckon we could if we knew how to mix one. Now, wait a second. Maybe there's a receipt in that old cookbook to eat. Where the dish needs to do anything anyhow?
Ain't that it over there?
Yes. Now, off the dictionary. Dad, burn it every time I want that to soup. Oh, here it is.
Now, fetch the dictionary, too. It ain't in one. It'll be in the other.
Yes, here it is now. Chalk malt. Yes. Yep, here it is. The darn fool that bit the book will misspell chalk.
What's it say?
Take a mason jar or shaker. Get one of them mason jars over there, a salt shaker. And fill 2/3 full of milk.
Will he be all right?
Yes, fetch him along. Oh, wait, while you're over there, put some milk in the jar. Now, let's see, add cracked ice. Chuck's room's got no cracked ice. She can put that on the shelf.
Well, here you be.
Now, just a second. You take two eggs, get a couple of eggs there.
What say?
I say, hand out one of them eggs there and step on it. What in condition you doing?
Stepping on the egg.
I didn't tell you to step on it.
You did.
I didn't. I did not. I meant hurry up. Get a move on. Now hand me two eggs.
Well, you don't need to be so dad darn persnickety about it.
Then
here, take them.
Lotion. Two eggs and beet.
How's that?
Beet.
Beet.
Hand me a beet.
Oh, a beet.
Yes.
We got some nice onions here, too.
Never mind the onions. Just bring me a beet.
Well, I'm bringing it, I shall.
Now we left on the face again. Oh, yes. Add the milk and shake it. You see, what'd you do with that salt shaker?
I put it in the milk.
Oh, what'd you do that for?
You told me to.
I didn't, Deb. Now fish it out of there. Go ahead, fish it out.
Oh, shucks. Dad, burn it. Dang it anyway.
Well, what's the matter now?
I can't get my hand in the top of the jar.
Oh, well, let it go. When we're through, we'll strain it. Here, put this egg and beet into it.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Then sweeten to taste and add malt. Say, what in tradition is malt, anyhow?
Look it up in the dictionary. I told you it'd come in handy.
Well, while I'm doing that, you put some sugar in this. Let's see, malt. Oh, yes, I found it. It says it's barley or any other grain.
Well, we ain't got no barley.
Yes, but it don't have to be barley. There's any kind of grain. Open up a can of corn, maybe. That's green.
This can be big enough?
Yes, sir, that'll do, I reckon. Open it up.
What else you need while I'm over here?
Just a second. That's all. Say, the fella that writ this forgot all about the chalk.
How's that?
I say the fella forgot about the chalk. Fetch a couple of pieces of chalk with you, too. Some of that we use for writing signs.
All right. Well, here you be. Here's the chalk and here's the corn.
All right. Now put them in the milk. And it says we got to shake it up. Whoa, that's enough corn, that's enough. Now, screw the lid on and shake it.
Now, how do you mean?
Oh, get out of the way. I'll do it myself.
Sure.
Put the lid on like this, don't you see? And then when you shake it like this. Thank God. Oh, let's see what the lady wants to
do. How do you do, ma'am?
Buenos tardes, señor.
What say?
Buenos tardes, that is afternoon.
Hey, what seems to be the trouble, Ed?
She said Ben is tardy this afternoon.
Oh, well, say, that's too bad, ma'am, but we ain't seen him around here. Why don't you see him?
No, that is Spanish for afternoon. Buenos días, good morning. Buenos tardes, good afternoon. Buenos noches, good night. And adios, goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. You made sort of a quick trip, didn't you?
Yes. Drop in again sometime when you can stay longer.
Yes, you like Corn City.
Oh, but I am not going to leave here.
Oh, you ain't, huh?
No, I am going to leave here.
Just a second now. What was that?
I am not going to leave here. I am going to leave here.
You're not going to leave here, but you're going to leave here.
But yes, I am going to leave here until after the fiesta. And after that, I shall leave.
She's got bats in her belfry, Dad.
So, I am taking a house.
When you leave?
I always take a house whenever I leave any place.
We better keep an eye on the stores, Ed.
Suppose you just run along now, ma'am, and maybe you can find a nice house when nobody's looking at you.
But I have already taken the house.
Sakes alive, you work sort of fast, don't you? Well, now, you just run along.
Oh, but no. I must first purchase some curtains for the house. Have you any flowered chintz?
Oh, yes, we got chintz.
With flowers on it?
No, just whiskers.
No. Not chintz. Chintz. Yeah.
Listen, we got to get her out of here.
That's what I'm trying to do. We'll send you some right up.
Bueno. I wish about 4 yards.
4 yards of whiskers?
4 yards of chintz. 4 yards of chintz.
We'll have them there.
Send
them to Senorita Secar.
What say?
Senorita Secar. Senorita Secar.
You're crazy. I never ate a cigar in my life.
Secar. I, Senorita Secar.
That's right, ma'am. I seen him eat a cigar, too. He's always eating cigars. It's a sort of habit.
The name. Juanita Cigar.
Yes. She wants to eat a cigar, too.
Oh, she does.
Yes, give her one and get her out of here. Get her one of them Daniel Boone.
That is my name. That is I.
Now she thinks she's Daniel Boone. Get that cigar. Hurry.
I saw who he was right off it. You say, he shot any Indians lately?
You're a stupid pig. Loco.
What was that, ma'am?
Pig.
Oh, yes. Pigs. Well, I suppose it's as much fun shooting pigs as it is Indians. How many pigs did you shoot?
I did not shoot pigs, and I did not shoot Indians.
Now, that's all right. Now, I know just how you feel about it. I'm just joking.
You carry these jokes too far.
Yes. Now,
I would like a malted milk.
Oh, yes. Oh, a malted milk. Yes. I can fix you right up with that, can't I? Yes, sure. Got one right here. Just a second, guys. Yes, you find malted milk too far for everything. There you be.
Wait, come back here.
Don't call her back.
Yeah, but she forgot her cigar.